Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 10. This is letter number 3125. Baruch Hashem, dated the 19th day of Kislev Tavshin Tezvav, Brooklyn, Sholem Uvracha. So, as you know, it seems like this was a student writing to the Rebbe. It looks like from the Rebbe's contents over here. And you know, a lot of times the students don't exactly agree with the teachers, with the administration. They have different ideas, and I guess these students brought forth their complaints to the Rebbe and said the arguments that they have, you know, how they're not, you know, being treated fairly, whatever the case is. It doesn't say the specific. But the Rebbe says, I'm answering your letter dated the 11th day of Kislev. It is known, the Rebbe says, that the receiving of the Torah in generally was by them saying, Naaseh v'nishma, meaning first you accept and then you listen. Our sages explained that this is specifically, it's not just that they said Naaseh v'nishma, but you first said Naaseh, first you say we will do and then you listen. Which means listening means then you will understand. As we say, Dabir Kishamei Avdecha, which means before you can rationalize and try to understand, first you have to listen, and then you can understand. Which means, basically, Kabbalah Soil, to accept the yoke, and that needs to be repeated every day and day, as the ruling of the Mishnah, in the Gemara, in Brachas, in the Mishnah in Brachas, in the beginning of the second Perek, as far as the mitzvah of reading the Shema, you have to read it twice every day. We read the Shema. And over there, what's the Shema? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu is accepting the yoke of the heavenly kingdom, Mal Kabbalos El Malchus Shemayim, and accepting the yoke of the mitzvahs, Kabbalos El Mitzvahs. So therefore, the Rebbe says, so over there you see, by the receiving of the Torah, every day we have to once again accept upon ourselves the yoke of Hashem and the yoke of the mitzvah. So as far as you and your friends, since you are children of Israel and you are assumed that you want to do the right thing, Bnei Yisrael HaKasherim, for sure, you want to succeed in the study of our Holy Torah, so there is no other way but by first accepting the yoke. What does that mean, as the Rebbe says? That means you have to listen to the administration of the holy institution in which you learn. Which means, after you present to them your reasoning and your arguments, explain to them, but you can, in other words, you can voice your opinion, you can tell what you would like, but then, after you say, you must listen to their decision. It's their decision of the teacher, of the administration, and that's the way to being successful. That's the pathway for Hatzlacha. The Rebbe said, for sure, you will pass this along also to your friends. And the Rebbe says, may it be the will that you should be a good shaliach, to give me good news and about all this with blessing. The Rebbe doesn't take the side of the students. The Rebbe takes the side of the administration. And the Rebbe says that the administration needs to be listened to, and while you present your arguments, but their decision is final, and that needs to be accepted in the way of Kabbalah Soil, accepting Naaseh L'Nishma. At times, the Rebbe also writes to the administration what they need to do. But in this case, the student's job is to accept Kabbalah Soil, and this way to succeed in study is just by accepting them.